Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to a new year of news here on Summit in 6. We hope everyone has had an awesome holiday season and beginning to 2023. Today, we'll kick things off with an update on the selection of our new county manager. Then we'll jump into a recap of this week's county council meeting, which included swearing-in ceremonies for elected officials and a farewell to Councilmember Glenn Ray. Finally, we'll fill you in on several exciting community engagement opportunities happening this month. All right, Bailey, let's get into the news.
In a special session on January 7th, the Summit County Council unanimously appointed Shane Scott as the new Summit County Manager. Shane will begin February 7th. The County Council said in the following joint statement, "The Council deliberated in multiple sessions concerning the finalists to ensure we selected the best candidate to lead our organization. We believe Shane will make an excellent County Manager and look forward to working closely with him in this role."
So for a little background on Shane, he served as the city manager of Kaysville, Utah for more than 6 years. Before his time in Kaysville, he was the city manager of Parowan City for 6 years. He holds a master's in public administration from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and a bachelor's degree in geographic information systems from Utah State.
Following Tom Fisher's resignation last July, the County Council initiated an extensive process to recruit, evaluate, and appoint a new county manager. This process included working with a national recruiting firm and a screening committee of county employees, county residents from a variety of backgrounds. Shane was selected from 3 finalists who interviewed with the County Council and groups of elected county and municipal officials, department heads, and community members.
At Thursday's meeting, the council also was sure to extend gratitude and appreciation to Jana Young for her dedication serving as interim county manager over the past 6 months. We also echo that sincere thanks to Jana for stepping up and leading us well the last half of the year. And welcome aboard to Shane.
This week's county council meeting started out with back-to-back swearing-in ceremonies for the officials who were elected into office by voters this past November.
Chris Robinson and Candace Hart were officially sworn on to the county council. Margaret Olson was sworn in as the county attorney, Cindy Kies as the county auditor, Justin Martinez as the county sheriff, and Eve First as the county clerk.
Finally, Councilmember Roger Armstrong was appointed as the County Council Chair and Melina Stevens as the Vice Chair. They will both serve in these roles for the next year.
Also, at this week's County Council meeting, we said goodbye to Glenn Wright, whose term on the County Council has come to an end.
Since 2017, Glenn has been a fierce steward of the environment, helping to advance Summit County's renewable energy and greenhouse gas emission reduction goals through his leadership on the Community Renewable Energy Agency program and his heavy involvement in the county's public lands program, as well as fuel reduction and fire mitigation efforts in the wildland-urban interface throughout the county.
Glenn was a stalwart representative of the county in more ways than we can mention. He will be greatly missed in his role in the county council. Thank you, Glenn, for your service and dedication to improving the health, safety, and welfare of this community. Your work has helped make Summit County an all-around better place for those who live and visit here.
Summit County is undertaking a community visioning plan to establish a roadmap for the future of our county. So please attend one of these 3 kickoff events to learn more about the project and learn how to stay involved.
The events will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, January 17th at the Ledges Event Center, Thursday, January 26th at the Richens Building in Kimball Junction, and on Tuesday, February 7th at the Camas branch of the Summit County Library.
For more information on the Community Visioning Open Houses, you can visit oursummitcounty.com.
Okay, finally, UDOT is preparing an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, to evaluate improvements at the I-80 and SR-224 interchange at Kimball Junction and on SR-224 from Kimball Junction through the Olympic Parkway intersection in Summit County.
The EIS is building on the work done in the Kimball Junction and SR 224 area plan, which analyzed several solutions, 30 to be exact, and narrowed down the options to three alternatives. These include an intersection and pedestrian improvements and larger, more complex transportation solutions that will all be further evaluated in the environmental impact study.
So UDOT is hosting two public scoping meetings, one in person and one virtual, to share information on the study and to answer the community's questions. The in-person open house is going to happen on January 10th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Ecker Hill Middle School. The community will have an opportunity to review the materials and speak directly with the project team members.
You can also join the virtual public meeting on January 11th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and that's going to be held on Zoom with a presentation followed by a question and answer session.
Just to jump in here, Bailey, the Zoom presentation and virtual public meeting will also be streamed live on the Summit County, Utah Facebook page.
That's awesome to know. Everyone can have all the opportunities to tune in, whether virtually from home, on our Facebook page, or in person at the other meetings. In addition, there's a public scoping comment period for this project that will also be open until January 27th, 2023. Here is where community members can give comment online at the bottom of the project website. All right, get your pen and paper. It is kimballjunctionEIS.udot.utah.gov. Once again, that's kimballjunctioneis.udot.utah.gov. The website also has a ton more information on the study, the public meetings, and a lot more information. So you should definitely check it out.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.